name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please join me in a word of prayer. Your Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. A couple of years ago, there was a video that was going around on the internet, and an experiment on what we see and what we don't see. The video is called Monkey Business or the Invisible Gorilla. Anybody seen that video? Check it out when you get home on YouTube. It was rather a simple test. On the video, there were two teams, one dressed in black and one dressed in white, and they were throwing a basketball around. The challenge was this: just count how many times the ball was passed by Team White. Simple. So this group of people did it. They watched the video and counted. At the end of the video, most people had counted that the ball was passed 16 times. It was way too easy. They were right. When the researcher asked them, "Did you see the gorilla?" half of them said, "What gorilla?" So they watched the video again, and about in a minute into the game, a man dressed in a gorilla suit walks into the middle of the game, stands there for a few seconds, makes some faces, watching as the ball is being passed by the white team, and half the people miss the gorilla. I missed him too. So did Pastor Mack. So did Chris Melcher. And half of my seventh graders in catechism class. You're so focused on watching the ball being passed that you're blind to focus on the gorilla. Or there's another fact, that there was a color change in the video. Scientists call this selective vision. Something turns out we do all the time. Most of you guys out there are familiar with selective hearing. Your wives will tell you that and remind you of that. But maybe we need selective vision in this life. Maybe if we saw and noticed everything, our minds ultimately couldn't handle it. I'm certainly no expert at this. I'll leave it to the scientists. I don't know. But if this is something that we do, selective vision, what are we selecting to look at? What are we focusing on? It seems that this problem was with the children of Israel that we heard about in the Old Testament reading today. They saw manna, the food which God provided for them, but they weren't seeing God's love and care. They only saw this manna, which they were growing tired of and now actually loathed. And because that's all they saw, they loathed God. They forgot what he had done for their enemies, the Egyptians, how he sent the plagues, divided the Red Sea and drowned their enemies, how he took care of them in their life in the midst of all sorts of dangers and difficulties. And now they could do nothing but complain against God and against Moses. "Why have you brought us out of Egypt into this wilderness? If only we had stayed in Egypt," they selectively thought. "Oh, things would be so much better. Oh, the flesh fest that we had back there, the great meat that we ate." So God wanted to help them to see again, to focus their eyes on him. He was the gorilla, so to speak, in the midst of them, with his heart and his arms wide open, but all they could see was this manna that they hated. He had to get their attention back on him. So he sent fiery serpents among his people, serpents that when they bit a person caused their flesh to swell and burn like it was on fire. Think of it. Every time they went out, every time they bent over to pick up a piece of manna that they hated yet needed to live, there was a potentially poisonous serpent where you were going to step under the piece of manna, ready to strike. So as you can imagine, this caused the people to change their tune pretty quickly. "We have sinned," they cried out to Moses, "for we have spoken against the Lord and against you, his servant. Pray to the Lord that he take away these venomous serpents from us." God then gave them something to focus their eyes and their faith on a bronze serpent. And remember his promise: everyone who is bitten and looks to this serpent shall live. The bronze serpent in and of itself did not have any special power. In fact, the people later turned it into an idol. God commanded them to destroy it in 2 Kings chapter 18. Because it was the word and the promise of God that gave the power. The word and promise of God that directed the people to look at him and his goodness and mercy and life. Nicodemus surely knew this story as he talked to Jesus that night, and he had gone to him with so many questions. So imagine to his surprise when Jesus says that this story was not just a nice story from the past, but meant something for them, both for him and for Nicodemus. That just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. So that meant for Jesus, he, the Son of Man, must be lifted upon a cross. And for Nicodemus, it meant that he was to look at the gift of God lifted on the cross and remember that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For Jesus on the cross was showing God's love for him and for the world. For God so loved the world in this manner that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That a world of people bitten by the satanic serpent not perish in the fires of hell, but live eternally in heaven. That they know and trust in him again as their Father, Savior, and Redeemer. I don't know if you've noticed it this Lenten season. We didn't sing it this morning. Perhaps we should have. The gradual between the Old Testament and the epistle reading puts it this way: "O come, let us fix our eyes upon Jesus." My question for you today is a simple one. Have you? Do you have the eyes of faith as this person on the front cover of our bulletin, looking to Jesus? Or are you a people like Israel in the wilderness with a selective vision? Seeing but not seeing, focus on something else in your life, be it something good or something bad, something you have or something you desire, something in the past or something in the future, something right or something wrong, a challenge or a pleasure, whatever it is, but focusing on it so much that you're missing Jesus, your Savior, who is caring for you, loving you to death on a cross, strengthening you, forgiving you, saving you. Hunter and Kayla, you chose to do that this morning, to bring your little boy to Jesus, Hunter. To have that cross marked upon his forehead and upon his heart, that he might be redeemed by Christ the crucified. May you always bring him to Jesus, to focus on that cross and the gifts that he gives in his holy word and in his body and blood. Sometimes we get impatient and we grumble against God, and we also grumble against his servants. There's a lot to grumble against. But you see, when we take our eyes off of the main thing, Jesus, The devil fills our eyes and our hearts and our minds with all sorts of stuff. He deceives us and misleads us into shame, despair, and other vices. Remember the people that I talked about watching the video? Got the question right. The white team passed the ball 16 times. It's what they didn't see because their eyes were filled with something else. So fix your eyes on Jesus. That's what the season of Lent is all about, learning to see again. And Lent comes every year because we need it every year, don't we? To point out what we should be seeing all along, that our Savior is with us with his gifts and spirit. That crucifix is beautiful, for there we see our sin in Jesus' body. And there we hear the word and promise of God proclaimed, I forgive you all of your sins. Today, Jesus invites you to eat the manna that has been given to us here, the bread from heaven that is here each Lord's Day. Just as Israel came through the waters of the Red Sea, so now you too have come through the waters of baptism. And on your way, God provides you with food that is not worthless, but his body and blood. Immeasurable riches, Paul calls them, gifts that you may see rightly, gifts for you, gifts which show us that God is in our midst, God with his heart and his arms wide open, embracing you with his love. So what are you looking at? Oh, come, let us fix our eyes upon Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through faith to Christ Jesus, to life everlasting. Amen.